Welcome back. We are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes, Chapter 1, Mishnah 9 of Maseches Irvin. The Mishnah says there are additional ways that this caravan that we were speaking about the other day can make a surrounding wall to allow themselves to carry on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Makifin Shlosha Chavalim. You can surround the camp with three horizontal ropes that are basically would be attached to posts that are driven into the ground. And one rope would be on top of the other, and the other rope would be on top of the other. How far do they have to be spaced out? As long as there is no gap of three tfachim or more, meaning so in between each rope has to be less than three tfachim. So it would be the ground, then less than 2.9 tfachim have another rope, and then 2.9 tfachim and another rope, and 2.9 tfachim and another rope. That's how you would do it. So shir chavalim v'avian yaser al tefach. And the thickness of all three ropes together has to be more than a tefach. Why? Kedeshe hakol asar tefachim, so that the total height of the fence is at least 10 tefachim high. Right? So there are two requirements. One is, so basically you could do the whole thing with some vertical posts and some horizontal ropes, and the ropes will make it like a wall. But number one, it needs to be less than three tefachim between each rope and also the rope and the ground. And number two, that the ropes have to be thick enough so that when the push comes to shove, the whole partition is at least 10 tefachim high, and then it will be considered a kosher wall. Right. Everything has to be at least 10 tefachim high. Okay, now Mishnah Yud, the final Mishnah of the first parak. Makifin bakanim. So you can also surround the camp with like these vertical posts. Same rule as the ropes. As long as there's no gap of three tefachim, so there's less than three tefachim between one post and the next, then it will end up building a whole wall around the entire perimeter. Then it says the Mishnah further, Bashayara dibru. The Chachamim allowed these partitions, and they were only speaking of a group like a caravan, but meaning if there was a group of less than three people, let's say one or two people, then they wouldn't allow such a thing. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. The Chachamim say, no, lo dibru bashayara ela bahova, right? They only were mentioning a caravan, because that's the most common circumstance. You have a whole group of people traveling in the desert, and they camp, and so that's what they might need to do. But even a lone travel, according to the Chachamim, is allowed to make these these inferior partitions, and the only reason why the caravan was mentioned was because this is the most common type of group that would do such a thing. Kol mechitza she'ina shel shisi v'shel eir v'ina mechitza. Now says the Mishnah further, two additional opinions. Any partition that doesn't have at least vertical and horizontal parts is not going to be considered a valid partition. You need to have both. Divrei Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim say, no, echad mishnei devarim. Either one of these two things. You could have a vertical, you could have horizontal, one or the other. That is kosher to make a partition, to make your camping. And then the Mishnah concludes, and the Perek concludes, arba advaram patru b'machane. There are four things that the rabbi is exempted for soldiers that were stationed in like a military camp during a war. Four things they said, don't worry about. Mevi'in eitzim mikol makom. Number one, they said they could bring wood from anywhere and it won't be considered stealing. Upaturim mirechitzas yadayim. They're exempt from having to wash their hands over eating bread. Umi demai, they could eat demai, right? Demai is something that is unclear. It's a suffix as to whether or not it was tithed because it was from an Am Ha'aretz. And they say, don't worry about it. You can eat it. Don't worry about the tithes and you're good to go. And finally, the reason why this is relevant here, Mila Arev, that they're also exempt from the obligation to make an Erev to allow carrying from one tent to another, right? Usually when you have a courtyard, so there's something called an Erev Echatzeros, you need to make an Erev to allow people to carry between one house and the next into that courtyard, and that's derabanan, that's a rabbinic law, and the same would apply if you have a camp and you have one tent to the next, the same idea. But over here, the rabbis say that if they're, in a military camp or whatever, and they're seemingly they're at war or whatever it might be, so they are exempt from making an Erev to allow carrying from one tent to another, and they could do it without the concern of having an Erev. That brings us to the end of Perek Aleph, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Perek Beis. Have a wonderful day.